We bid you welcome this New Year's Eve as we celebrate the Eve of the name of Jesus. Join us tomorrow on Sunday as we rejoice in circumcision of Christ and the eighth day of the new creation. We're happy that you're here this evening on New Year's Eve, Eve of the name of Jesus. We sing the opening hymn, Across the Sky, the Shades of Night. This New Year's Eve, our fleeting hymn 899. Stand and face the cross as it enters the sanctuary.
Jesus Christ, in which he strengthens our faith by giving us his body to eat and his blood to drink. Therefore, it is proper that we diligently examine ourselves, as St. Paul urges us to do. For this holy sacrament has been instituted for the special comfort of those who are troubled because of their sin, and who humbly confess their sins, fear God's wrath, and hunger and thirst for righteousness. But when we examine our hearts and consciences, we find nothing in us but sin and death, from which we are incapable of delivering ourselves. Therefore, our Lord Jesus Christ has had mercy upon us. For our benefit, he became man, so that he might fulfill for us the whole will and law of God, and to deliver us, took upon himself our sin and the punishment we deserve, so that we may more confidently believe this and be strengthened in the faith and in holy living. Our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, broke it, and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you." It is as if he said, "I became man, and all that I do and suffer is for your good. As a pledge of this, I give you my body to eat." In the same way, also he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins." Again, it is as if he said, "I have had mercy on you by taking into myself all your iniquities. I give myself into death, shedding my blood to obtain grace and forgiveness of sins, and to comfort and establish the New Testament, which gives forgiveness and everlasting salvation. As a pledge of this, I give you my blood to drink. Therefore, whoever eats this bread and drinks this cup, confidently believing this word and promise of Christ, dwells in Christ and Christ in him, and has eternal life. We should also do this in remembrance of him, showing his death, that he was delivered for our offenses and raised for our justification. Giving him our most heartfelt thanks, we take up our cross and follow him, and according to his commandment, love one another as he has loved us. For we are all one bread and one body, even as we are all partakers of this one bread and drink from this one cup. For just as the one cup is filled with wine of many grapes, and one bread made from countless grains, so also we, being many, are one body in Christ. Because of him we love one another, not only in word, but in deed and in truth. May the Almighty and merciful God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, by his Holy Spirit, accomplish this in us.
Amen.
Having heard the word of God, let us confess our sins to him, imploring him for the sake of his Son, Jesus Christ, to grant us forgiveness. We stand.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you with boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter suffering and death, of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
God be merciful to you, and strengthen your faith. Do you believe that the forgiveness I speak is not my forgiveness, but God's?
Yes.
Let it be done for you as you believe. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it. Go in peace. Amen. Psalm 8 in the front of your hymnal, chanted responsively by Hofer.
Majestic is your name in all the earth. You set your glory above the heavens.
At the end of 8 days, when he was circumcised, He was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
We confess the Nicene Creed, page 191.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Amen.
We sang hymn 898. You may be seated.
Consider the significance of the name of God and the name of Jesus being placed upon us. Christ was already fulfilling the law by being circumcised, and I said, we'll look at that tomorrow. Today we consider how the angel had told Mary and Joseph to name the child Jesus, which is Yeshua or Yeshua. The Lord Yahweh saves. There's a hymn in which we sing, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess him King of glory now. 'Tis the Father's pleasure we should call him Lord, who from the beginning was the mighty Word. The name of Jesus goes with us as we enter into 2023. Just as soon as we're used to writing 2022 on our checks, now we got to start writing 2023, if you even write checks anymore. It's 2023 tomorrow. Tonight, we consider three ways that the name of God is placed upon us. First, from Numbers chapter 6, the name of the Lord is placed upon us in the benediction. Secondly, from Galatians 3, the name of the Spirit is placed upon us in our baptism. And from Luke chapter 2, the name of Jesus is upon us in the eighth day of the new creation. The name of Jesus go with you in 2023. First, the name of the Father is placed upon us in the benediction. The Old Testament lesson, the words given to the sons of Aaron to speak over the people, has been spoken for 3,500 years over God's people. He said, bless the people this way and lift up your hands and bless them. The blessing, the benediction, is going out through the words of the Father, spoken through the pastor, out to you. And the hands lifted up and face to face, the blessing is coming to you. This Trinitarian benediction is so beautiful because at the close of the divine service, you go your way with this blessing upon you. That the face of the Lord has spoken to you. Blessing in God's name. The Father blesses you and He keeps you. The Son makes His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. Think of the Lord on the Mount of Transfiguration. The Lord, the Spirit, lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace in your heart. Blessing, His face shining, being gracious, lifting His countenance upon you and give you peace. Through Christ, we see the Father's face. Without Christ, we could never come into the presence of the Father. The book of Revelation talks about how we in heaven will see God face to face. And the Lord Jesus Christ and the Father and the Spirit lifts His countenance upon us and gives us peace. When someone looks upon you, seemingly with a beatific vision of mercy and grace, it comes out from their face to yours. The name of the Father is placed upon you in the benediction, and you will hear that again this evening when you go your way. Blessed be the Father who lifts up His countenance upon you in the benediction. Secondly, the name of the Spirit and the whole Trinity is placed upon you in your baptism. From Galatians chapter 3. Some words about what St. Paul is saying. Because Jesus Christ is the Son of God, capital letter S, we who are baptized into Him are sons of God, small letter S, whether we be male or female, Jew or Gentile, slave or free, it matters not. The Holy Scripture describes what Christ has done for us. We are justified by faith and baptized into Him and are sons of God. Justified by faith means this. Justified means to be declared righteous in the courtroom of God because Christ offered Himself in our place by grace. Faith believes it, clings to it, and says, I believe that I have been redeemed, justified, and declared holy in the sight of God the Father because of Christ Jesus and His substitutionary death upon the cross, and His glorious resurrection. I believe it. I have faith. When you are baptized into Christ Jesus, He says, you put on Christ. Now there's two prepositions used here, describe what's happening. We're baptized into the body of Christ, of which He is the head. We put on Christ, like I have this white robe on. When you are baptized, you are incorporated into the body of Christ, baptized into Christ. He is the head, and we are the body of Christ, the church. When you are baptized, the righteousness of Jesus was a beautiful white robe placed over you in your baptism, and that is why the saints in Revelation are clothed with white robes and palm branches in their hands. The promise has come to all through Christ Jesus. Abraham's offspring now is no longer just people that trace their Jewish ancestry. Children and the heirs of Abraham are Jews and Gentiles, people of all nationalities, all colors of skin, and all languages who have faith in Christ are heirs of Abraham, because the name of the Spirit is placed upon us in our baptism. You go your way knowing the triune name has been placed upon you. You go your way knowing the benediction of the Father has been placed upon you. And lastly, as we will talk about in more detail tomorrow, the name of Jesus is placed upon us in the eighth day of the new creation. You recall that when the angel Gabriel spoke to both Mary and Joseph, he told them that Jesus' name would be Jesus. He would be Emmanuel, also God with us. The name of Jesus was not an accident to be given that name. Though it was a common name, the name Jesus or Yeshua means Yahweh saves. The name literally means Savior. Maybe some of you know the meaning of your name. My name, David, means blessed. If someone has the name Stephen, it means crown. If someone has the name of Mary, it comes from Miriam in the Old Testament. The name Jesus means Savior. The end of the eighth age, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. If the Lord gave him the name Jesus, that is what his name will be. So when he was circumcised, and his name was Jesus, he is describing for us exactly why he came from the moment of his conception and his birth, and even in his circumcision. Shedding blood, even as an eight-day-old baby, he came to save. Jesus is the second Adam. Jesus is the one who comes as our Joshua to redeem us. Jesus is the one who brings the new creation, because the old creation is passing away. One thing we need to remind ourselves about each and every year, 2022 was a challenging year. Everybody's investments went down. People got sick. Wars and violence. It doesn't look very promising in the world. But it's essential for us to remember what St. Paul said and what our Lord Jesus Christ said. The whole world is under the power of the evil one. The whole world is passing away, and the universe will be destroyed in great heat on the last day. This is not where we are meant to be. We are meant to be in heaven with the saints and the angels. Over 10 people in our congregation passed away in 2022. And they have received what we have all aspired to, everlasting life with the Lord in heaven and all the saints and the angels who've gone before us. As we close with this verse of the hymn, I rest my soul on Jesus, this weary soul of mine. His right hand me embraces, I on his breast recline. I love the name of Jesus, Emmanuel, Christ the Lord. Like fragrance on the breezes, his name abroad is poured. Everywhere, the name of Jesus is being placed upon Christians in their benediction. Everywhere, the name of the triune God has been placed upon Christians in their baptism. Today, as we celebrate, tomorrow, as we celebrate Christ's circumcision on the eighth day, the new day of the new creation, we know that we go forth into 2023, not in our own strength, but the name of the Lord has been placed upon you. Rejoice in the name of Jesus this evening, Yeshua, Yahweh, who saves, and go into this new year with him who was called Lord, the mighty Word. May the blessing of Jesus go with us all in 2023. God grant this for Jesus' sake. Amen. In the name of Christ and his peace that surpasses all human understanding, guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.
We stand to sing the offertory, page 192. Please take the pad at the end of the pew, tear off a sheet to fill out, and can be placed in the basket in the narthex. As we depart, we gather the offerings. You may be seated.
Stand to pray.
Let us pray. Eternal God, we commit to your mercy and forgiveness the year now ending, and commend to your blessing and love the times yet to come. In this new year, abide among us with your Holy Spirit, that we may always trust in the saving name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord God, you made your beloved Son, our Savior, subject to the law, and caused him to shed his blood on our behalf. Give us the true circumcision of the Spirit, that our hearts may be made pure from all sins, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
For service of sacrament, we sing hymn 390, Let Us All With Gladsome Voice. You may be seated. 194, we stand.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you have given us a new revelation of your glory, that seeing you in the person of your Son, we may know and love those things which are not seen. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you with the true faith, body, and soul, the life everlasting. depart in peace. Amen.
Thank you.
unto the Lord, for he is good.
God, the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen. Amen.
Is sure.